You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove. That new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line. Bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Funny thing happened in our neighborhood store the other day. You see, the dealer was... Well, listen, here's what I heard when I stepped into his store.
Now listen, Mr. Wilson, what do you know about washing clothes?
But, Mrs. Smith, I'm only telling you what this new Dove can do.
And I say, whoever heard of washing dirty work shirts and rayon slips with the same granulated soap?
But that's the whole idea of Dove. It's a new kind of granulated soap. And it does all three kinds of wash.
Now, listen here. That's ridiculous.
Say, pardon me, but maybe I can help put this lady right about Dove.
Who are you?
Well, I'm the announcer on the Dove radio program.
Oh.
You see, Dove is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Once you try it, you'll find Dove really does everything in your wash.
You mean it'll get dirty work shirts clean and towels white?
Absolutely. You've never seen whiter washes than Dove gives you. Your towels and linens will come out dazzling. Why, actual tests prove that Dove gets clothes far whiter than any number of other soaps.
Well, remember, I don't want to do any hard scrubbing.
Lady, you don't have to. Why, no soap made gets clothes white easier than new Dove.
And still you say I can use Dove for my rayons and fussy colored washables?
That's right. Dove is safer for those nice colors. In fact, you'll get lots more wear out of your colored washables when you do them with Dove. Because with Dove, their colors stay looking fresh and bright far longer than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps. And just think what a saving that is now when such clothes will be so hard to replace.
My, a soap like Dove is really good news these days.
You bet it is. Just try Dove. You'll see how really new it is. Just ask for D-U-Z, Dove, in that big red and white box. And let Dove do everything in your wash. And now the Goldbergs. The four corners of Rosie's world are closing in on her. But she still doesn't realize that as her world narrows, she comes closer and closer to the moment of final choice. In her own mind, she has selected Walter Jerome as the young man she loves and wants to marry. And Rosie has blinded herself to things that we can see. Things that Molly and Jake are hiding from her also. Molly and Jake are paying Walter's debts. And Walter, ignorant of this, has called Norma and asked for his engagement ring. Not for Rosie, but in order to get money. And right at this moment, the most distant corner of Rosie's past, Mikey Bloom, is on his way to Lastonbury.
If we're going to the station to meet Mikey, let's go.
They're going, darling. They're going. I got to zip myself together. I got to get myself together. It's not so far to the station, and there's plenty of time. The train is not always on the dock and on the AM. It's the end of the East and Western now. Plenty of time. We'll be there. I don't like to stand on the station anyway. It's not such a nice day. It's drizzling anyway a little bit. Jay?
Jay.
You're ready, darling?
Does Mikey know that what he is bringing that money for?
He don't know. How could he know, just? How could he know if Mrs. Bloom didn't know till after she gave it to him and he left with it? And Mrs. Bloom wouldn't have not known what needed if you didn't get on the telephone to tell her what I needed the money. And I said, Jake, darling, don't tell, and you told. Why did you have to tell? Such a nice thing to tell that Walter Jerome has debts in the village and I needed the money to pay the debts that he owed in the garage and that he owed in the camera store. It was very nice to say. And you said you have to pay the son-in-law, future son-in-law. Mrs. Bloom asked, is Rosalie engaged to Walter Jerome? Did I say yes? I said no. She's not engaged. Is the engagement, did they send out invitations? Well, why did you make a whole to-do that 176 they should know that Rose is engaged to a boy who owes debts? Well, all right, I got to go to the station. I can discuss it further. But plenty I'll say, Jake, darling. If I never said this time, I'll say, because you didn't have to say that to Mrs. Bloom. It wasn't in the least bit necessary. It wasn't necessary.
Are you ready?
There's plenty of time.
Rosa, darling, are you ready to meet Mikey?
I've been away for water, Mom.
Walter.
Jake, please.
Cut my head off and I still don't like it.
Jake.
Yes, Jake. Should a boy run up a bill in a camera in a sports store?
Jake, for... please.
No matter who pays you bills, if you are not earning the money,
please,
if you're not
Jake,
able...
please. Please, why do you forget? Why don't you want to consecrate and remember that Walter has a rich mother? He has to learn.
But why does he have to learn to shave on my beard?
Oh, Jake.
Boy, like Mikey Bloom wouldn't have did it.
We're going to miss that train.
We wouldn't.
Well, did Mikey tell you why he was coming?
But I mean, why he's coming? Mikey Bloom has to send me a special delivery why he's coming. If he wants to come to see Mrs. Goldbeck, he has to send me a special delivery. He's coming today. I spoke to Mrs. Bloom yesterday, just a sociable in a sociable way, and she said that Mikey's home on a furlong, so...
furlong, Mom.
So how did I say that?
You said furlong.
I said furlong. No, so that'd be furlong. No, that'd be like he's coming. He's coming. He's coming to see us.
Rosie, we're going.
I'm waiting for Walter, Sammy.
Rosie, how are you going to introduce Mikey to Walter?
What do you mean?
Well,
what?
Nothing.
Mikey's some boy. That's all I have to say.
He was my choice.
For what?
For many things.
The old torture.
I wish you'd all stop looking at each other and tell me what this is all about.
You don't know.
No, I don't know.
Oh. Well, Mikey's in the army, you know. He's home on a furlough. He may be sent anywhere throughout the world. And before he goes, he wants to say goodbye.
To all of us.
Would that you, Rosalie, and Mikey would...
Oh, please.
They don't come like Mikey Bloom every day.
They don't come like Walter Jerome every day.
That's right, too.
What have you got against Walter Jerome?
Please, please, already with the backwards and the forwards talk. Please, if we're going, let's go, because we have to walk. There's no gasoline. Come. If we're going, let's go. Samily, Jake,
okay.
Come.
I'm coming.
Please, we'll see you at the station, Rosalie.
Yes. Yes.
If you think of it, darling, put up the percolator. We'll have a little coffee pipe.
Rosie, just be careful how you treat Mikey.
Sammy, I've had enough of the love. Please,
coming.
I don't like it. Rosalie, Walter's here.
Oh, just leave the door open.
The door is open. All right, so he's coming in. Hello, Walter.
Hello, Mrs. Goldman. Hello, Walter.
Hello, Rosie. Where's everybody going?
To the station.
Well, who's coming?
Mikey Bloom, a friend of the family. He's home on a furlough.
Oh.
He's with the Signal Corps and...
That's nice.
I guess he wanted to see us and say goodbye.
He must be a close friend.
Well, it's kind of sentimental, I guess. We were sweethearts when he was 5 and I was 3.
Oh. Well, aren't you going down to meet him?
Well, I thought you'd go too, Walter.
You go, Rosie. I'll wait for you here.
Are you sure you don't want to?
No. Perhaps I'd be embarrassing for him.
It wouldn't be embarrassing for me, Walter.
I guess he must still like you a lot if he's taken the trouble to come all the way from New York.
It isn't important that he likes me a lot. What's important is, do you?
You know I do, Rosie. And I wish that there was nothing to worry about except how much we loved each other. The world keeps knocking at the door and wanting to come in and make trouble.
Nothing is important as long as we love each other.
That's what I hope, Rosie. But that knocking can be awfully persistent.
As long as you love me, Walter, I'm not afraid of anything.
Neither am I. But you better go to meet Mikey, Rosie. After all, he's home on a furlough.
Won't you come, Walter?
It'll be nice if just your family is there.
You're my family, too, you know.
But not to Mikey. Go on, Rosie. Go on, I'll wait for you.
Are you sure you won't mind?
I'm the one that's telling you to go.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll be back soon.
So long.
Bye.
Hello, operator. Give me Butterfield 99970. I want to talk to... Norma Ellis. Yes, please.
Hello?
Norma?
Oh, is that you, Walter?
Yes, Norma.
You know, you call me more often now than you did when we were engaged.
I just wanted to know whether...
Have I sent the ring?
Yes.
Walter, do you think you can get enough money for it to pay off your debt?
Well, leave that to me. Did you send it?
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
My conscience bothered me, though, Walter.
Well, let me worry about that, Norma.
After all, it was quite expensive, and your mother bought it for me. It's really hers.
Let me worry about it.
It was a present from her in your name.
All right, Norma. Thanks for sending it.
Oh, Walter, how are things going with your affair, Goldberg?
Excellent, thank you.
Your mother told me about the matter.
Goodbye.
Just 1 minute, Walter.
Yes, Norma.
Don't forget that I still love you, and that I know you love me. Don't be pig-headed and spend the rest of your life sweeping the mill floor.
I happen to be in love with Rosie, Norma.
Are you sure, Walter, dear?
Yes.
Then the ring I sent will make things easier for you.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye, Walter, dear.
Goodbye, Norma, dear. Oh, Rosie.
I didn't think you wanted me to go to the station.
Well, why not?
I don't know. I thought you'd just come with me and... I thought you'd just come with me and... I'll take it, Walter. Hello?
Charge of the 165 on that call to New York.
Thank you. Did you call to New York, Walter?
Yes, I did.
Did you call your mother?
No.
Your father?
No.
Mustn't I know?
No.
Well, was it important?
Very.
And you don't want me to know?
No.
Why?
Because.
If you love me, you tell me.
I do love you. And I can't tell you.
With Mikey Bloom at the station, with the ring on its way to Lastonbury from Norma, and with Walter surrounded by debts that he doesn't know Jake and Molly are paying, this love affair seems close to the rocks. Are you planning some fun for tonight? A little party, a trip to the movies? Swell, I hope you enjoy yourself. But even more than that, I hope you remember that our fighting men enjoy most of their fun thanks to the USO. Yes, after their long hours of working and drilling, it's the USO that offers pleasant recreation to our soldiers, sailors, and Marines.
Sure, I've seen two swell movies with USO tickets.
What a Sunday dinner I had on leave. I met the people through the USO.
The USO gets up some keen dances down at camp every week.
Every week? Yes, up to now. But without funds, one of these weeks must be the last that the USO can carry on this important work. And that's why you must help now. Today, do this. Send a $1 check or money order to the USO War Fund, Empire State Building, New York City, New York. Or plan to give through your local USO committee. Sure. But mail that dollar immediately. Think of what your dollar can do.
You'll be buying 7 dozen donuts for USO canteen.
225 cups of coffee.
Yes, or you'll take 250 soldiers to a local USO movie.
So act today. You see how important your dollar can be? Mail it right now to the USO War Fund, Empire State Building, New York City, New York. You'll be glad you did. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.